WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever feel like you're just trying to keep your head above water? Like life's a never-ending spin cycle of notifications, deadlines, and to-do lists? Yeah, me too. But what if I told you there's a way to find calm in the chaos? A way to actually enjoy this crazy ride we call life? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into staying present in a world that screams for our attention 24/7. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize an hour has vanished? Or when you're having dinner with loved ones but your mind is already planning tomorrow's meeting? That's the trap of our always-on culture, folks. We're constantly bombarded with information, expectations, and distractions. It's no wonder so many of us feel overwhelmed, anxious, and disconnected from the present moment. But here's the good news. You can train your mind to stay grounded, even amidst the whirlwind. Think of it like strengthening a muscle. The more you practice mindfulness, the stronger your ability to focus on what truly matters becomes. So how do we actually pull this off? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of presence. First, ditch the multitasking myth. It's a productivity killer. When you try to juggle too much at once, your brain gets fragmented, and you actually accomplish less. Focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and savor the feeling of accomplishment when you finish. Remember that delicious feeling of completing something with intention? Let's bring that back. Second, cultivate a mindful routine. This doesn't have to be complicated. Even 5 minutes of intentional breathing or meditation each day can make a world of difference. Find what works for you, whether it's a short walk in nature, enjoying a cup of tea without distractions, or simply taking a few deep breaths before starting your day. These small moments of pause allow your mind to reset and reconnect with the present. Third, practice active listening. When someone is speaking to you, truly listen. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Pay attention to their words, their tone, their body language. Make eye contact, ask clarifying questions, and engage with what they're saying. It shows respect, deepens connections, and keeps you fully present in the conversation. Fourth, disconnect to reconnect. We've all been there, scrolling endlessly through social media, feeling like we're missing out on something while simultaneously feeling more disconnected than ever. Schedule regular, digital detox periods. Put your phone away during meals. Turn off notifications before bed, and dedicate specific times for connecting with loved ones offline. Remember, real life is happening right now. And finally, be kind to yourself. Learning to stay present is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel scattered, overwhelmed, and like you're constantly playing catch-up. That's okay. Just acknowledge those feelings, gently guide your attention back to the present moment, and keep practicing. You've got this. All right. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at a concert, surrounded by thousands of people, all vibing to the music. The lights are flashing, the bass is thumping, and everyone around you is lost in the rhythm. But instead of feeling energized and connected, your mind starts racing. I need to call my boss, that traffic was awful, what am I having for dinner? Sound familiar? You're letting the constant chatter of your thoughts pull you away from the experience. Now imagine this. You close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and consciously focus on the music. You feel the vibrations in your chest, hear the subtle nuances of each instrument, and let yourself be swept away by the rhythm. Suddenly, you're fully present, feeling the energy of the crowd, connecting with the music, and enjoying the moment to its fullest. That's the power of staying present. It allows us to truly experience life, all its highs, lows, and everything in between. So remember, folks. Embrace the stillness within the chaos. Cultivate mindful habits, listen actively, disconnect to reconnect, and be kind to yourself along the way. The world needs your fully present self. Want to share your thoughts? Leave a comment on the episode page or tag me on social media. I love hearing from you. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of Stoic wisdom and real-world inspiration. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.